Congressman Tipton, thank you very much for joining me for this month's update. Can you talk about some of your priorities and goals for this session?
First of all, as I know many people, particularly in the 3rd Congressional District, are aware, we hadn't really been participating in the economic recovery. We're pleased to be able to see the tax reform go through that's going to be empowering people with more of their dollars, enhancing our businesses' ability to be able to grow. We're hearing good reports actually coming out of our district with bonuses that are beginning out and wage increases as well. I think that that's critical really for our district in terms of job preservation and job growth. We're going to continue to focus on dealing with the opioid crisis that we're seeing, not only in our district, statewide and nationwide, to be able to address. This is a crisis impacting so many families and individuals, and seeking ways to be able to be solutions-oriented, to be able to get the treatments in place, and to be able to discourage use, be it from a medical practitioner to, unfortunately, people turning to heroin as well on the streets. We're also, in terms of jobs, once again, advocating strongly for that all-of-the-above approach. We just had the markup on our bill, Planning for America's Energy Future Act. That calls literally for wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric, oil, gas, oil, shale, minerals, to be able to create jobs, but also equally important, what those jobs will be producing in terms of American energy security and affordable energy, which helps not only our businesses, but people having to be able to pay that electric bill at home or filling up their gas tank as they're going to be driving to work. Senator Gardner and I are working on a piece of legislation. I've introduced it in the House, and he has a companion piece of legislation in the Senate to be able to move the BLM headquarters to the West. We haven't identified which community in the West. I certainly have some of my particular favorites to where I would like to be able to see it go. But to be able to get the BLM out to where the vast amount of our public lands in the country are, and to be able to have that real connection to an area and lands that we all value and want to be able to protect. We're also going to be focusing a lot in terms of infrastructure moving forward. One piece of infrastructure that is often overlooked but is really critical for a lot of rural communities and particularly those in our district is fiber optics, getting that out into the communities, and making sure that we're having that connectivity for businesses to be able to grow. Good for education, good for medicine, and this needs to be included in any type of an infrastructure package that we'd like to be able to see move through Congress. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to replicate in that infrastructure package what we've been able to do with the legislation that we have passed through committee and then also on the House floor to be able to get that good bipartisan support. Also, when we're looking at a lot of our rural communities here as well, we're looking at access to capital. Interestingly, Amy, across the country, a number of individuals have not been able to open bank accounts simply because of regulations in individual states. I was able to pass with unanimous support out of the Financial Services Committee, the Mobile Act. Hopefully, we're going to be able to see that on the floor and be able to pass that over and get it over to the Senate. But you'll be able to open up a bank account with your driver's license over your phone. Then that information would obviously be destroyed. It's just for opening up the bank account. But to make sure that the technological opportunities for access to capital, for people to be able to lead their lives with new devices, is moving this into the 21st century for the people in rural America as well. And also, we've got a variety of pieces of legislation that we're going to be looking at to be able to provide the access to capital for small businesses, and to be able to, again, create those jobs.